Nick. Look, it's this chick named Nikki, got a mom's but no father. Mom's work night shift, so she really don't bother. Nikki, she on time for this young nigga calling. He ballin', so he put his hands on her like a Spalding. Pretty young girl, and Nikki, she was Puerto Rican. In his mind, since she Spanish, you know she freaky. Closed-minded girl, she was falling for the money. But in her mind, she was thinking, that nigga love me. Nikki gave him brain and do anything to please him. Thinking she in love, so she'll never leave him, even if she had a reason. But in that nigga mind, Nikki just a nut for the season. He took out to eat, he even took her shopping. Ran around town with her, took a club hopping. New girl came around, so he fall back. He don't reply to Nikki texts, he don't call back. So Nikki figured out it was the new chick. She was bad too, long hair too thick. Fat ass, way smaller than a toothpick. Nikki got jealous, she ain't felt too pleasant. She said, who he think he is? He think he Hugh Hefner? Well, I'ma get pregnant, see who could do better. His ass better look out for them child support letters. Eventually, he end up calling Nikki over. Like every other time, she be on point like a soldier. Nikki played drunk, but she really was sober. Nikki had a plan and applied on her shoulders. Nikki gave him brain and then put it on him. Had that nigga feeling like he fucked a new woman. When it's all said and done, she got dressed and head home. She ain't even look back or call that nigga phone. 1 week later, she ain't never call him. 2 weeks later, she ain't never called him. He felt weird. He grabbed his phone and just called her. She picked up. She said, Fred, I think I'm pregnant. He looked at the phone and said, damn, bitch, don't tell me this. She said, when I see you, you better have a lawyer, cause you going on child support for a son or a daughter. Fred started tripping, didn't know how to handle it. Panicking, thinking about making Nikki vanishing. While he on the phone, he looking kinda stressed out. Toya said, what's wrong, baby? I'm feeling kinda left out. He said, it's nothing, just some problem with some money. She said, that's okay, you could borrow some from me. But in his mind, he knew he was lying. But if Toya find out, she would probably start to crying. Fred played cool and called Nikki over. He said, I'm sorry, Nikki, I broke up with Toya. So while he sat down and chill on the couch, he leaned over and gave Nikki a kiss in the mouth. They started getting into it, started getting intimate. So all the touching led to her giving head. He just got up and told her, baby, let's go upstairs. As she got up and started walking up to the stairs, he pointed a gun to her head, shot her twice and she dead. He shot her twice and she dead. Nikki dropped on the stairs, I'm talking blood everywhere. Fred freaking out, cause it's blood everywhere. This nigga Fred tripping, he go outside just to make sure ain't nobody listening. The neighbor's house is kinda close, so he walked back inside, turned around and shut the door. Walked up to Nikki's body and grabbed her by her legs, dragged her body to the nearest room, right under the stairs. He looking at Nikki dead while he shaking his head. Now his phone ringing, he look at it, it's Toya on the line. Soon as he answer, she said, I'm seeing if you doing fine. He said, I'm good, but his voice a little shaky. She said, are you sure? Are you sure you okay, baby? He said, yeah, I'm sure. I'm at the house cleaning up. She said, well, I'll see you later, Fred. I'm hanging up. Whole time, Toya was trying to surprise him. She just copped some lingerie to come over and come ride him. See, Fred ain't know Toya was right around the block. She only called to make sure that he's at the spot. Fred put his phone down, walked out the room. Went to the kitchen to find something to come clean up the room. He grabbed a mop and detergent, filled the bucket up with water to go back in that room and clean up somebody's daughter. Fred started mopping the blood without realizing outside Toya was pulling up. Toya parked up, popped the trunk and grabbed the Vicky's bag and walked towards the door. And her phone rings, it's her dad. She picked up, he said, what's up, what you doing? She said, nothing, daddy, huh? I'm just cooling, I'm at a friend house. Knowing she was lying, she pulled up to Fred's house. He said, okay, be careful, don't be out too late. She said, okay, I'll be home soon, I'll let you know when I'm on my way. She hung up, walked in that door, made her way up to the stairs. Soon as she hit the corner, Toya saw blood everywhere. She dropped the bag and put her hands right on her mouth. She ain't wanna scream, ain't know what's going on in the house. See, Fred ain't realized Toya just walked up in the house. He was still in the room cleaning Nikki blood out. Toya walked towards the room, she know somebody in the room. Fred still ain't peep, he too busy trying clean. Toya still got her hands on her mouth, trying not to scream. grabbed the doorknob and twisted, it was unlocked. When she opened, she saw Fred, she was in shock. When he turned around and saw her, he just fired shots. Hit her in the stomach, she fell and started tumbling. He said, stupid bitch, why you ain't tell me you was coming? Now I gotta kill you too. I fucked up and killed Nikki all because of you. Stupid bitch, now you gotta be dead. He stood over Toya, looked her in the eyes, shot her twice in the head. He just looked her in the eyes and shot her twice in the head.